Hood, what's good, y'all? Welcome to For the Love of Renisha podcast. Today's date is March 14th, 2024 at 4:23 p.m. What's happening? What's good? I know I ain't dropped nothing in a minute, man. I've just been working. working for the man all day. So I'm trying this new thing because I'm being lazy and don't want to sit up, so I'm laying down recording and all. Now if y'all hear that, that's the little, what's the people call that sell the fruit with the mayonnaise. So what's happening? How y'all doing? How y'all feeling today? I was gonna get my blood drawn, child. Came home and ate, like, I am gonna hold y'all, 6 pieces. I did 6 slices of pizza because I'm fat like that, because I was hungry and I think I was greedy too. But later on for dinner, I'm gonna drink a smoothie. But before I drink the smoothie though, I think I'm gonna go work out. So by the time either I'm gonna go work out at the gym in my apartment or I'm gonna work out in my house. But I'm gonna work out and drink a smoothie for dinner because, baby, I don't need no more pizzas. You feel what I'm saying? Let's do mental check. My mental today is 8. Because, yeah, it's 8. That's good to me. I'm feeling good. It's just I'm feeling a little drowsy because I got my blood taken today. And feel a little fat now because I ate hella food, so. But I feel like an 8. I'm cool. You know what I mean? Life is great. And blessed. I'm very blessed. And, you know, what's today? Ooh, it's Thursday. Whoop, 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 whoop. What is a good topic to talk about? Let's talk about it. Oh, I know what we should talk about. Since it's just been all over social media. All over social media. Okay, this particular topic, okay, all social media. What is the problem of women, my age group, 30 plus and up, dating somebody that is 21 and up? Okay, that's the topic at hand. So, if you don't have social media or you've been under a rock, the latest news is Draya Mitchell. She was on Basketball Wives and she has 2 children previous to this pregnancy. Her current boyfriend is, because y'all know I really don't talk about motherfucking celebrities, but we're going to get into it because it's particular, because I'm a cougar too. But the person at hand, Draya is 39 years old. I believe, or almost 40, whatever the case might be, and her boyfriend is 22. And mind you, she has a 21-year-old son, and I don't know how old her second kid is, but she is pregnant with her third child by a 22-year-old. For me, I don't give a fuck, okay? Let's just start there. I don't give a fuck! Because at the same time, men been doing this all my life, since I've been alive. I've been hearing about, especially during the pandemic, how these men was dating people. They are people, but dating these young girls when they're 15 years old. They can't go sit at a bar with you, sir. That's nasty. And some women was dating, like the teacher dating the motherfucking kids. That's disgusting. Now, if a grown person over the age of 21 dating somebody in their age bracket in their 30s or 40s, that's their business, okay? I don't understand what's the uproar, like, because they talking about she a pass around and all this shit, like, whatever, like, she looks happy, they look happy, and everybody's judging her. So then today, y'all, today, because that been a couple of weeks, so okay, this girl, this video, I don't care, I ain't gonna call her, she's a businesswoman, she a vlogger, she's Bow Wow and Future, They both rappers, baby mama. Now she announced her pregnancy today by her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is 25 and she's 35. I don't see nothing wrong with that either. Okay. And she does have children. She has a daughter by Bow Wow. I think she's like, whatever. She almost a teenager or is a teenager, like 12 or 13. You know what I mean? Then she has a son, but Future. And again, I don't give a fuck. Long as they happy, and like I said, long as they happy and healthy and communicate between them, why is everybody judging them? I just don't understand that. I just don't understand. Maybe I will never understand that, but it's like, it's not a big deal to me because that's their business. When you have business of your own, and of course, everybody in the world judges, you know, every day. But certain stuff, I don't give a fuck because I'm not in it. You know what I mean? And even if I didn't experience dating somebody younger than me, I wouldn't care. I would congratulate them. You know what I'm saying? And go on by my day. Or don't congratulate them. Look at the post and move on. I don't understand why people so mad and so angry. Like, I wouldn't let my son date nobody like that. Girl, you don't know what you gonna let your son do. Okay, your son, especially if your son's out your house, you know what I mean, making their own money, your kids is making their own money, so you really don't got no say. So you can have an opinion all day, but they gonna date who they want to date, you know what I mean? I just don't understand that. So I'm about to break down some examples and real life events of me dating young people. So, I've been in Vegas since 2017. I was about to say 2016. And when I came out here a year prior to that, I had met somebody, right? So, of course, I'm like, I think 32, 33 at the time, or 34. Between the age of 32 and 34. I don't know the exact age. I ain't got time to do the math because this is not math class. We is not at school. We is on a podcast. So I was in my early 30s and he was 21. I met him through a friend that was already living out here and we was vibing or whatever. Of course, the sex was good or whatever the case might be. And then I told him I'm moving out here and he was like, oh, I'm juiced. You know, he was happy and stuff, thought it was going to work out. So skip to 2017. I moved out here. We met up. We was kicking it or whatever. You know, he'll come over. We'll kick it or stuff. So then I think he wanted more and I didn't want more, you know, because I'm like, you know, I'm just chilling. He wanted more, child, and I didn't want more. And I remember the day that we like officially stopped talking in my part. Excuse me. In my part, hold on, y'all, I gotta drink some water. Hold on. All right, I'm back. I had to drink some water. Now I gotta sit up because my lazy ass want to lay down and record. So I'm gonna sit up. So we was talking for a cool minute or whatever, and I told him like I don't want nothing to do with him or whatever, and he was like, Ernisha, you know you want this, and you know, and I was like, I really don't, like I'm over it. He was like, I really like you, and and I'm like, nah, I think it's just lust, Bookie. I didn't say Bookie, but I said, I think it's just lust. And then we stopped talking. Okay, so.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
At the yard. Shit. The bitch is tired. Okay. I've been working a lot. But, anyways, topic at hand. So, skip to. When did I meet Anthony? Yep, I'm saying his name, and I'm going to tell him I said his name, too. They don't know who I'm talking about. I never posted this man on my social media, okay? I might have. I don't know. Whatever. Anthony, I met him. When did I meet him? Okay, 2024, 2023. Did I meet him 2022? Between 2022... and 2023, I think I met him in 2022, and I met him, and he was 26, and I was, oh, I don't feel like doing no math. Like, this year, I'll be 37. Last year, 36. So, I was 35, and he was 26 with two children. Okay, bet. Cool, whatever. And, again, I mean, it's not that much far off, but he's still younger than me, right? So, you know, we was doing, and then he moved to Texas. And he still want me to move to Texas, y'all. But that's here. I'm not moving to Texas. He need to move his ass right back out here. Okay? He need to move his ass back out here. I'm not moving no to Texas. But that's a whole nother conversation, too. So, he was 20. So, 21. I dated somebody that's 21. 26. And then this dude named Grills. I call him Grills. He was 23. Or 24. One of them. He was young too. Okay. And then the latest. Look. Let me tell y'all something. All these dudes I'm talking about. And they is dudes. They young men. They came up to me. I didn't come up to them and say, what's your number and all that. They came up to me. Okay. Me. That's what y'all have to feel, motherfucking realize. We're not out here. Well, I'm not. I can't speak for Drea. I can't speak for Joy. Okay? I can't speak for them. I can speak for Ernisha, me, myself, and I. I don't seek out young dudes. They seek out me. Okay? Let's just get that clear. I'm not at the motherfucking basketball tournaments when your kid out there trying out football practice, all that shit. They come up to my black ass. Okay? Because they made me think, because my appearance, okay, in some people's eyes, I do look my age. I do look like I'm 36, whatever. Because I don't mind saying my age, and that too. I don't mind saying my motherfucking age to nobody. I don't lie about my age, okay? As much as they don't want to believe that I'm 36, they be thinking I'm between the age of 28 and 31. I am going to hold you. And I'd be like, no, I'm 36 years old. They look at me crazy like they seen a ghost. So, Grills, he was 23 going on 24. We was kicking it. And, you know, I see him, you know, from time to time we holler, whatever. And then the current one I'm talking to is 25. Okay? So, I just don't feel like, that's why I don't be, I tell my business sometimes on social media, but I don't, because I don't give a fuck what people say. People talk about that's nasty, you know, you don't understand because you're not a parent, because what if somebody was there? Yo, look. If my child or children decide to date somebody older than them, that's their choice. They ain't under my house. They paying their own bills. They doing what they need to do. All I can do is give my opinion and leave it where it's at. If they want to date, if they 18 and want to date somebody 28, that's their business. If they 21, want to date somebody 40, that's their business. If they 25 and want to date somebody 55, that's their business. And I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for this, but I'm the type of person, I care about my children. You know, I'm just speaking to existence because I don't have children right now, but I care about my children enough to trust and what they're doing, because as adults, we gotta bump our head, get up, keep falling, bumping our head until they realize, okay, my parent was right, or okay, this ain't cool. They gotta make their own damn decisions, especially out of my house. Baby, you out of my house, you in the world, you know what I mean? You gotta figure this shit out, you know? Gotta give tough love. Like, I love my kids, I'll give my opinion. But a opinion can go so far, because your children are kids. Children or your child gonna do what they want the fuck to do. Especially if they out your motherfucking house paying their own motherfucking bills. Okay? Now, you know, the family events when they bring that individual home, no matter whatever the case might be, a girl or boy, and they that much age gap, of course the family gonna look at them suspicious, like, ooh. But at the same time, that's their decision. I don't got time to be judging my child because I already told them my opinion. I'm not going to keep going down their throat talking about, you know, this is a bad idea. I don't think you should do this. No, because I'm here to live my life. They need to live their damn life, okay? Because I'm going to be old mama. I ain't got time to be worrying about who my kid dating, especially if they over the age of 21, baby. Especially. Now, 18, I might be a little in their business, but when, baby, if they at my house at 18, doing what they gotta do, pay their own motherfucking bills at the same time, I'm gonna be like, look here, this is my opinion, take it or not, it is what it is, okay? And I feel like y'all putting too much pressure on this motherfucking age motherfucking gap. And like I said, men been doing this shit forever in a decade. But when a woman do it, it's crazy. I mean, both ways is sick, but guess what? Like I just said, I don't give a fuck. I don't know these people. All I can do is just look at the picture, say congratulations, adult, just keep strolling. You ain't gotta look at the shit. You can mute it. If y'all got a big ass problem about it, you know what I'm saying? If them people are happy, they happy. Why am I here? Oh, that's nasty now. They are Kelly and motherfucking Diddy and what the fuck? What the fuck is we talking about? Like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? I don't. And if I had children, I still won't give a fuck because I got my own. This is real life for me. Okay, that's celebrity business. They ain't my business. They ain't coming in my motherfucking house. And if I did know them, I'll still congratulate them. Congratulations, Drake. Congratulations, Joy. Like, I'm not here to be no man or woman down. I don't give a fuck. I got my own shit to worry about. That's the problem. Everybody else busy. Worry about what's in your household. Worry about your love life. Worry about your pregnancy. Worry about what your kids doing and who they dating. Don't worry about Joy and Drea and whoever they dating or pregnant by. That's the problem. Y'all need to start drinking y'all water and mind y'all business, eating y'all greens and y'all motherfucking vegetables and fruits. Worry about the wrong thing. Worry about how you gonna pay that rent. Worry about how you gonna have clothes on your back. Worry about how you gonna put food on the table. Worry about paying that energy bill. Worry about paying that car note. Worry about you, Bookie. These go for men too. Worry about what's in your household. Why worry about somebody that you will never meet in life? That you don't got no connection with. Why do you care? You can have your opinion all day because everybody got assholes like opinions. So, who gives a fuck? That's the problem. Like, of course, like, offline, me and my mom and my sister be talking about celebrity stuff. But I don't go online talk about what the, you know? Like, the only thing I really, look, let me tell you. Real life events. Like, today, I posted. Now, this is a different, look, I'm going to a different topic, off topic. I'm just giving y'all an example. Stuff that I really, really, so this topic that I'm about to go into, this is stuff I really, really post and care about and, you know, kind of care about. Because it ain't happened to me, but it can happen. You know what I mean? Like, today, I just posted on my motherfucking Instagram how a motherfucker got shot in the head in New York in the subway. And all the passengers on the motherfucking train with the doors open trying to cover up so they won't get shot if guns start blazing. Okay? I post shit like that. You know? Because I always tell everybody who I care a little about, make sure your phone charged because you don't know what can happen. And you need to contact your family and let them know what the fuck's goes to know. Okay. And what else I post? I post about different laws that's about to be passed in different states. I post about shit like that. I posted something that happened in Northern California, up in Sacramento, California, how these motherfucking sick ass motherfucking parents motherfucking raping their own child because they didn't want their child to go have sex with a stranger. What fucking kind of shit is that? That's some sick ass shit. That's what I be commenting on and posting on my motherfucking Instagram. I don't get, besides, you know, it's all this shit about motherfucking Diddy and shit. I post some of that shit too. I ain't gonna hold you. But at the same time, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's rich people business. That is celebrity business, okay? I'm a real ass motherfucker. Ain't nobody over here tripping like that. Shit, y'all got the game fucked up. That's the problem. Y'all got the game fucked up. Worrying about I just got irritated because, like I said, I don't know if I said it or not. I might have said it in my brain. Even if I wasn't dating nobody, younger than me, because I experienced, let me see. Bam, bam. Four people that was in their 20s that I dealt with. Okay? Four. And the 21-year-old mom knew about me and everything. She couldn't tell that man to do nothing that he didn't want to do, because guess what? He was not living with his mama. He wasn't living with his mama. He wasn't living with no parents. He lived by himself. I think, child. I can't remember, but... I'm sorry, y'all. Shit. I just have to come on here and say something. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I'm back, y'all. Sorry. Hold on, y'all. I have to clear my throat. I didn't want to keep clearing my damn throat on here. But I think, you know, basically, this motherfucker episode is going to be called Stop Worrying About Social Media Celebrity News. I don't know if that sound right. Like, I don't know what this motherfucker topic going to be. Excuse me. See, I'm burping and shit. I just feel like stop putting so much effort and time in social media things that don't concern you in your household. You know what I mean? Like, real life shit, like I said, when I posted about the people on the subway ducking cover because somebody got shot in the head in the subway, they got the doors open. That's real life shit. You get what I'm saying? Or the parents and motherfuckers. I'm just so sick with them. I wish they could just go underneath the motherfucking jail. They need death penalty. Like the damn parents raping their kid. That's real life shit. But being pregnant by a youngster, that's real life shit too. But that's celebrity shit. That we don't care no more. People have been doing that every motherfucking day. Just like people get killed every day. People get pregnant by young people every motherfucking day. People get pregnant every day. Just let them people live. It don't concern you. You're not going to meet these motherfuckers. They don't care about your opinion. Maybe they do. I wouldn't have announced it. That's just me. You see me out with a baby or my bump? Oh, well. You know what I mean? Cause shit, a bitch asked me at work. Well, let me look. This, I know this podcast everywhere. Let's just get into it. This is gonna be a everywhere. That's the name of this podcast. Everywhere. The topic I had is everywhere. The bitch, man. Okay, so let me just make this clear. Let's just make this clear. I love everybody. I don't give a fuck if you're a woman, man, transgender, gay, lesbian, bisexual, whatever the case might be. I don't know how many things going on in the world, but I don't care. Live your life, okay? But this man that turned into a woman at my job gonna say to me, ooh, at work, this is what she said. He said, whatever. Ooh, I couldn't be working like that pregnant. And at that moment, I felt that I was in the streets and I was about to say, bitch, I'm not pregnant, I'm just fat. So I had to think, like, where I'm at, I had to, ooh, because it got a little red in that motherfucker, because it's like, how dare you, you know what I mean? A bitch be liking to eat, but bitch, that don't give you a right to say, motherfucker, ooh, all that, because I could have said back, well, I didn't know they made ugly-ass women, you know what I mean? Because you must have been an ugly ass man. Then you want to turn yourself into a woman. Did I say that? No. Because I forgot I was in work. You know what I mean? For a minute, I was about to go off. I was about to, you know, when some people, people think they be having, going to put me down. I'm going to put you in the grave. She, he, whatever, was going to be in the grave after I was done with her ass, his ass, whatever. Okay? So at that moment, I said, no, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. And I said that. I said, no, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. So, I'm sorry. I could have said hella shit. Like, you an ugly ass girl. You need to just turn back to a man. How you gonna be hella buff but wanna be a woman? Like, I was about to go in on her ass, his ass, whatever. Okay? I was about to go in. Because you just, you know what I mean? Just cause you was a man at first and you worked out, got all that damn, you know what I mean? And now you want to be a woman, so you think you the shit because you got a flat stomach. But bitch, remember, you was a man. That's why you got that flat stomach, bitch. With that fake ass. I was about to go in, y'all. I was about to go in, but I didn't. I forgot, because I was about to swoop that. Yeah, I go to hell with you. You will go to hell fucking with me. But I didn't say that. You know what I mean? You know? I just kept it pee. I kept it play. Real play. Because I was about to go to hell. I was about to take her to hell. All right? With that fake ass. That ass pad. That ain't a real ass. That's a pad. We sell them at Amazon. Miss y'all. I just say I have to get that off. Shit. That's what this motherfucking episode gonna call. This is another topic. Gotta get shit off your chest episode, okay? Gotta get some shit off my mental, because that made me so mad. And I'm mad that I couldn't go in on his ass. Because that's still a man. Okay? Got shit tucked. Got that motherfucker fake ass pad on, like you got hella ass, man. Get the fuck out of here. Still sound like a man. I don't know, y'all, but yeah. Oh Lord, what else? Oh, I'm just yawning. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. I need to take a nap or go to bed, do something with my life. I've been working so fucking much. So much. I don't know what episode this is. Shit. I've been working so damn much. We're gonna figure it out. You know what I mean? We're gonna figure this shit out together. Oh, and I'm so sorry. I know a lot of people don't like to clear throat. I gotta clear my motherfucking throat. My mouth juicy. You know what else is juicy? Stay wet. Mouth wet. Ooh, that's vagina. Stay wet over here. Do it. You know what I mean? Ooh, let me stop. Oh man, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I've been working so much. I need to get my rest. I just want to give y'all something to laugh at, cause I'm fed up with this shit. Oh, another thing. Y'all, it's been like 8 car accidents out here in Vegas. I'm not exaggerating. I wish... That's why my partner, right? I know I keep jumping from top topic. But I wish I could upload all the car accidents this week. It's like at least 8 car accidents. And it's only Thursday. You know, it's been car accidents since Sunday, blood. Like... we all going through something in life. Life ain't perfect, but you gotta make the best of it, okay? And I feel like people are zoned out, you know, because they can't pay nothing. They can't, you know, it's either food or my car insurance. Or is it my car insurance or my rent? You know what I mean? Is it this bill or food on the table? It's a lot of shit to think about in these days and time. But you gotta just break that shit down, budget, extend your motherfucking shit. Because I extend my internet all the time. And I don't give a fuck if they listen to you. Okay? I don't got it right now. So I'm about to extend it. A bitch is paying the IRS. You know what I mean? Shit. I do all this shit myself, y'all. Like, real life, I mean, I might get a little help there, a little change here, a little that shit going to my motherfucking bills. I do this shit by myself. I like being independent, but I need a nigga. Or a bitch. Something. Help me out. Help me help you. You need somewhere to stay. Come help me out, please. We can help each other. Just don't burn my motherfucking apartment down when I go out of town from time to time, okay? Thank you. I need help. But until then, I gotta hold this shit down. Gotta hold this shit down. Gotta stay down to the come up. You feel me? But yeah, it been like hella accidents. And I'm like I almost got hit yesterday. A lady, it was broad daylight. No clouds, no rain. All motherfucking sun. Look, I just got a notification. Shit. Well, I can't look at it now that I'm talking to y'all, but she was about to hit me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe she's zoned out. People on all these type of prescriptions, drugs, motherfucking alcoholism. They on everything under the sun, but don't got water in their system, okay? Let me tell you, they need to drink some water and take their vitamins. Maybe they can concentrate. You know, do a little prayer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't got nothing for y'all. I'm just talking shit, you know, swallowing spit, you dig? All right, y'all, I need to take a nap. I love you guys. Thank you guys. Everyone that been listening to my podcast from day one, I love you guys. I love the new listeners. Remember, tell your mama, tell your family, tell your brother, tell your fine ass uncle to listen to this podcast for the love of Vernicia. All right. I got to go, y'all, because I am tired. All right. I love you guys. Until next time. I don't know when next time going to be. So don't ask. It might be when I go back home to the Bay. You feel me? I might get my sister, my mama on this motherfucker. I might get Zoe. She going to say a few words for y'all. But until next time, I love you guys. Stay blessed. Stay safe. And live your life, baby. And stay out of people's business and mind your own. All right? Get you a life. All right. I'm out.